USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a partial government shutdown looms at the end of the month, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says because Democrats are in power, they must raise the debt ceiling alone without any help from Republicans in Congress.
This is a totally Democratic government. They have an obligation to raise the debt ceiling, and they will do it.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says monetary policy will support the economy until the recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is complete. The head of the central bank saying the real GDP rose by over 6% in the first part of this year and is expected to continue to rise. Paul saying household spending grew in that same time period, but slowed in July and August, especially in areas hit hard by the pandemic like travel and restaurants. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The clock is ticking on avoiding a partial government shutdown next week. The House passed a bill yesterday to extend funding through December 3rd and suspend the debt limit for a year after that. But Senate Republicans are expected to block the measure later this week because they don't want to vote on raising the debt limit. Republican Senator from Utah, Mitt Romney.
A single Republican vote on spending measures, but they think we should have to raise the debt limit for them. That's not something we're going to do. If they're going to spend all the money on their own, then they're going to pay for it on their own. And it's ridiculous for them to think that somehow Republicans are responsible to pay through debt for the spending they intend to do on their own.
Scott Peterson's effort to get a new trial resumes in a hearing today in a California courtroom. Peterson was originally sentenced to death in the 2004 murder of his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn child. That sentence was eventually overturned, but he's still serving life behind bars. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
As President Biden continues to meet with his U.N. counterparts, reaction coming in from the Republicans.
President Biden delivered his first speech to the United Nations Tuesday morning. The critics say he was weak on China by not mentioning the atrocities of the CCP and bowing down to climate change. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News.
This speech was a disgrace at the United Nations. Joe Biden walked into the United Nations and slapped a giant kick me sign on Uncle Sam's back. And in particular, as it relates to China, he bent over backwards to conciliate and appease the Chinese Communist Party. He said we don't seek a new Cold War. Well, China has been waging a Cold War against America and our workers and our military for decades.
Human rights violator President Xi of China, via translator, uses America's woke crowd talking points.
We need to pursue dialogue and inclusiveness over confrontation and exclusion. We need to build a new type of international relations based on mutual respect, equity, justice, and win-win cooperation.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Robinhood is rolling out a new feature that expands the world of cryptocurrency. The public brokerage company is trying out crypto wallets with select users next month. The wallets will let investors trade and receive digital currencies, all while being able to move them in and out of the Robinhood app. More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.